Hello, welcome to the Stephen Tries podcast, episode 24.
Proud of us.
Today I'm joined by David Rees.
Thank you. Hello.
Max Smith.
Hello there.
Tom Looney.
Yeah.
And Joe McGrath. No. Put some pants on, Joe. Come on. I know it's hot, but yeah. Something else. When I say it's hot, I do mean his penis. No. There's aircon in here.
Spicy.
It's a hot day though, isn't it?
Hey, it's really fucking hot.
Yeah. It is hot. Might be too hot.
Yep. He looked around so expectant as it was. And that new segment, Weatherman Dave.
Next week. It's the in-betweeners, man.
Yeah, I was hoping someone's gonna go.
Is it?
Too hot. Yeah, that's why I was looking around.
Oh, I thought that was okay.
Oh, of course.
In-betweeners.
Egg on my face.
Yeah, today we're filming a sketch out and about. Just every shot is gonna be sweaty.
Tim, yeah. Yeah.
Just dripping.
We play football and
all. Yeah, it's
just... Yeah.
Dripping on the hernies.
So we had a kick
just
about...
Tone it down. This podcast is about family. No dripping on the hernies, okay?
You don't know my family. You don't know their story.
We will do later. Stay tuned for tonight. Dripping on the hernies.
Watch the news tonight and you'll find out.
Anyway.
It's awful.
The heat?
Yeah.
You're not a fan at all, are you?
My body's not built for it.
It's always that sort of thing. It's England people, English people.
Yeah, you were correct with England people.
we're upset when it's winter, so like, it's too cold.
Yeah.
But now it's summer, so it's too hot.
You can't win with us.
Not
England
happy.
Can't win.
No. Anything.
No, that's true.
Prefer it like this though.
Okay. Yeah, I like a toasty one. Dave, what have you been up to this week?
Not a lot this week. Been easy breezy this week. I didn't get made redundant, which was nice.
Thank you.
Didn't know you had a job.
No. Nor did Jenna. It's been nice. It's been nice not working. Got to go back to work in September, unfortunately.
Ooh, that's tough. Well done, though.
No, thank you. Thank you. I was popped the champagne, but it wasn't champagne. It was wine.
You just popped the wine.
Just popped the wine. Just throw it on the floor. We're celebrating tonight.
That's why you got fired in the first place.
Max, what have you been up to?
Nothing.
And Tom?
I've been working out, mate.
Yeah?
Back at the gym, which is great.
Yeah?
Represent.
Still not properly working, so a lot of time on my hands.
Nice.
Been rewatching Shameless.
Oh, my God, I've been rewatching Shameless.
Yeah.
Sick, I'm on series three.
It's ahead of its time, mate.
Mate, it's great.
Great.
Absolutely
fucking
great.
Show.
Steve, what's his name? Scottish
Steve
fella.
Irwin.
Steve Urkel.
Macklemore. Not Macklemore. What's his
James
name?
McAvoy.
James McAvoy.
Yeah. Chris Shot.
Chris McAvoy. Yeah.
You two want to get your own fucking ring just for Shameless, then we'll do that next week.
Great show.
Have you seen it?
No, I've lived it, though. We'll get onto that later.
About
fine. Dad. couldn't discuss it last week, but I went down to London to do a couple of videos, and one of them was a cooking challenge, so I thought... Wow. And I've seen Tom in the kitchen.
Should have given me a shout.
Seen Tom cooking in last week. And I thought, Tom likes penny a la vodka. And the guy I was cooking for, Harry from the Sidemen, he loves a Bev. So I made penny a la vodka Red Bull.
Oh,
genius.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sounds awful.
I don't even know what it is.
So it's just pasta.
Right, okay.
Vodka and Red Bull.
No?
Tomato, cream.
Yeah. But the cream really saved the dish. Yeah.
It does. It's great when you kind of because you add the cream quite late and just fucking.
Wait, it's a bit like sex. Trousers back on, Joe. But did the cook off.
Nice.
Against Cal Freezy on his own channel, in his own back garden. Well, in his kitchen, not back garden.
Yeah. Did you win? You allowed to say?
I won.
Oh.
Cheers,
you humiliated him.
Made him look a fool.
It was a bit humiliating for him because I'd gone there to sabotage my own dish for the sake of a pun.
Yeah.
And somehow won. There we go.
Did you taste it?
Yeah, it was quite nice actually, yeah.
Could you taste the Red Bull a lot?
There was a hint of something.
Right.
The taste of victory, that's what that was.
Well done.
Cheers, guys.
Impressive.
Now, Max, despite not doing anything, you did tell me about a great show that you watched on Amazon Prime.
Ah, Last One Laughing.
That's it, yeah.
Incredible show.
Max, explain the show.
So the whole idea of the show is they'll get about 10 comedians, top of their game, and lock them in a room. And
Short here.
And basically what they have to do is make each other laugh without laughing themselves.
Yeah.
Whoever makes it to the end wins a cool 100 Gs.
Nice. So you told me about it, I thought, that sounds mad.
Yeah.
Then I watched it and Oh, it's brilliant.
It's insane.
What is clear is that comedy just comes down to like flashing your body parts and sticking things up your arse. That seems to be the soul of comedy.
Yeah.
I'd be terrible at that.
Yeah.
I don't like things up my arse.
And you would have won. If you hadn't laughed at your own.
It's a thing, I worry no one else is, so I have to laugh myself.
And what I said when I started watching it was, if I was in it, I'd lose because I'd laugh at myself. Mm-hmm. Not in an arrogant way, I just think, what the fuck are you doing, Steve?
That's it. No, I'm the same.
You stuck a turkey's head up your bum. No one's laughing.
Yeah. Is there any kind of grey areas in where people look like they're going?
There's a guy on it called Sam Simmons. He's been on 8 out of 10 Cats. He at one point pretended to shit himself and there was all brown smudged it on these pants. But it was see-through pants.
Yeah.
It was just ridiculous.
There was one part where he came out with like Gregorian chant music and he gets in a bath in like a little kid's paddling pool.
Mental.
And people just start pouring Fanta over him as he takes all his clothes off. And he's just sitting there like, what the fuck? Yeah. Imagine being in that room.
Yeah, it just looks exhausting.
Would you do it?
I'd love to do it.
It would be quite... Oh, yeah.
I don't know whether I'd be out first or... I'd either be out first or out last.
Yeah.
I'd be useless. I laugh at everything. I laugh at a shadow. If it's,
and your laugh is one of the most amusing things about you.
Yeah, exactly.
Take that away.
True.
Tom, what do you think? Do you reckon you could just keep a straight face?
I'm usually good at keeping a straight face, but...
The Elephant Man couldn't keep a straight face. that was a test.
That's wearing a bag over his head.
Yeah.
Because he was laughing all the time. He's too fucking happy.
Speaking of hideous creatures, let's get on to our topic for today, which is family.
Hey, well done.
Family.
We've all got one.
Yeah.
All of us.
Max is a tight-knit family, or in his nan's case, a tight-clip family.
Funny that. You know what? I was actually doing something this week. Yeah, I spent 7 days straight shagging your nan.
Fuck off.
What?
Get out.
It's a podcast, mate. We're having a laugh.
I'm not laughing. Get out.
Okay.
Not having that.
Is that for real then? Is he gone?
He's gone.
He's out.
Took into. Oh, beer 52!
Every time! It weren't me this time.
Got bubbles up my nose. Anyway, let's go to beer 52.
Hey!
Here's to Max's demise.
He was on a lovely. O'Hara's.
I would never make a joke about Max's family.
Extra Irish.
Despite the one that may have preceded it.
Took it too far there, I think.
Thanks, Dave.
No worries. I'm always on your side.
Anyway, Beer 52 are sponsoring the podcast again.
Time out.
Beer 52, 52, 52. Beer 52. Na 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 na. Beer 52, 52.
Beer 52. Saw Max crying outside. Is he all right?
No, he's not all right. He's sick in the head. That's what he is.
He wasn't very happy. Looked very, very sad.
I'm not happy. Mental. I've been mugged off on my own podcast when I'm wearing shorts.
Right.
Then I've opened up a can of lovely beer 52 and I've spilt half of it. Been a bad 2 minutes for me. You crack it open, mate, if you want.
Help yourself. I've got a bottle.
I've got a bottle up
there. Ryan, do you have a family?
Yeah, I've got a family.
We'll stay for the podcast then.
Yes, please.
Don't be so smug about it.
I've got a family.
Okay. Ryan is now taking Max's place.
Hello. Yay! Sad for Max.
I'm not. Deserves to be kicked off for that.
Kind of miss him now he's gone.
Yeah, it's one of those.
Don't miss the smell though, do you?
No. It's nice to breathe.
I might be the new Max.
Oh.
Might have my own segment one day.
So Ryan's got an app where he rates world beers. And Guinness is, according to Ryan, the best beer in the world. Bar none.
So on the app, right,
Ryan, I'm doing an ad read.
Sorry,
shut the fuck up. Hey guys, we're sponsored again by Beer 52. We've done the chant already. Anyway, Beer 52, they have got an offer on. It's a free case of 8 craft beers. That's enough to get you through a night, isn't it, Ryan? You don't have to pay for anything except the postage.
£5.95.
Bargain. We're coming to the end of summer 2020. I'm sure we can all agree it's been the strangest one ever. Thankfully, life is kind of getting back to normal. So what better way to celebrate and close out the summer than with some of the best beer on the planet? I'll drink to that.
Drink. Likewise. Drink,
yeah.
Cheers. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, mate.
Ryan, can you stop talking, please?
Sorry.
They are offering 8 craft beers sourced and created from the best breweries on the planet for free.
No way.
All you need to do is go to www.beer52.com/Stephen.
That's S-T-E-P-H-E-N.
And that is beer52.com. And all you have to do is cover the postage. It's so good.
It's a good deal, that.
It's like, like getting a prostitute just paying for a Uber. You know? Beer 52 is the world's most popular craft beer discovery club with over 150,000 members. No. And they give you a brand new case every month with different themes. Name a country, Ryan.
Vietnam.
Oh, you weirdo. Past themes have included beer from... Where would you want to live, Ryan?
Spain.
New Zealand!
Oh, New Zealand.
South Africa, Korea, and all over the USA and Europe. Wowee! As an independent British company... Beer 52 are passionate about the UK craft beer scene, which they continue to support during this difficult period. Oh, we've all had difficult periods, haven't we?
We have.
At least my mum has.
Hey!
If dark beer is not your thing, you can simply choose the light option, and your case will come with the award-winning beer magazine, Ferment. Tom, have you read it? Have you read it this week?
Yeah. Read it loads. Yours should be nice, Dave, is it?
Yeah, mine's lovely. It's like a milkshake in your mouth.
Yeah. Oh,
it's a saying I do.
Yeah, I like that saying though. It's good
as opposed to.
Is it that last week?
Yeah, it's a saying I do now.
Oh really?
It's my thing.
Just repeat things.
Sorry, yeah.
Fucking hell! Do you want to go join Max?
I actually forgot.
Yeah. Anyway, just go to www.beer52.com/Stephen to get your first case of 8 beers for five. Joe, I'm trying to do a fucking podcast here, mate. For $5.95. That's www.beer52.com/Stephen. Thank God you're here, Dave.
Oh, no, I'm taking it seriously.
Holding it together here.
Thanks. I was even holding the beer up.
Were you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. See, that's talent right there.
Oh, that is good, that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You can taste the chocolate, yes.
Do you want a taste of that sour as I pass it over expensive equipment?
Yep.
Oh,
there you go, mate. So wobble, wobble.
Favourite word, begin with W?
Wobble. So I'll say.
Anyway... Remember, www.beer52.com/Stephen. Oh, dear. I love the taste resonates.
We love our beer on this show.
Oh, it's great. It's great.
And thank you very much for sponsoring us.
Really appreciate it.
Check him out if you love a beer from all over the world. Then take a gander at the website. Anyway, let's get into our own family.
Yeah.
I'm going to begin with you, Dave.
Yeah.
Have you got a big family?
I'd like to think they're quite big.
Yeah.
Not
in size.
I mean, there they are, or they aren't.
No, we've got a pretty big family. I've got a mum and dad.
Oh,
classic.
Yeah, as you do.
Where are your family from?
We're all from Kent. We're all Kenters.
Yeah.
My grandma,
though. I think you misheard them.
My grandma, her dad is actually, her dad was Scottish.
Oh.
So, bit of Scottish in there.
Yeah.
My last name, Rhys, is R-W-S. That's the Welsh spelling.
Ah.
So there must be a bit of Welsh in there somewhere. Yeah. I've never done one of those family history things, but I'd like
probably
to.
Probably should.
I probably should.
It doesn't sound like you're all from Kent.
No. Bit of a...
Travelled.
Exactly. Like, my mum's maiden name is Mackenzie, which is a massive Scottish name.
What about you, Ryan?
My family are mostly East End London.
Yeah?
That's nice. Like the...
Butcher.
Don't know about the origin, but one of my aunties did the Ancestry.com thing. It's
Incestry where you're from.
As a fellow southerner.
And they tracked back, so my great 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 granddad was German.
Wow.
My great nice. Great 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 grandma was French.
Not so great.
And then they came to the UK.
So would they have been in the war?
Not that far back.
I think it was just before. Or like,
handy that, really.
Yeah. But mostly.
and where are you based? Not your exact address, but.
So I was born in High Wycombe.
Yeah.
Beautiful part of
Wales.
Famous for Chair Museum. Wycombe Wonders.
Yeah.
Akin Fenwa.
Well done for that.
Yeah, the beast.
James Corden.
That's say that. Boo. Jimmy Carr.
That's nice. Would you recommend it? Visit him.
No, I think it's in one of the top 10 worst places to live in the UK.
Yeah, where I'm from is that as well.
St. Helens. We're 8th.
I think, no, St. Helens is near, it's on some list, it's not on the worst.
Well, maybe. I live in a village just outside.
Your village is nice, and you've got
Downley's nice.
You've got,
very nice.
Right, you're on the outskirts of like a big area of natural beauty, aren't you?
North. So when my granddad originally moved there, it's because it was in the countryside.
Ruined,
In the countryside.
We prefer being in skirts, is what I was going to say. Scottish. Kilt.
Da 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 da. Oh, that's not the Scottish anthem, is it? Just the first thing popped in. I'm gonna be the Scottish man.
What about you, Tom? Where are you from?
So, in terms of my roots, there's no kind of English past me with my grandparents. So, all Irish on one side and German and Polish on the other.
Were they in the war?
I think they... My grandparents left Germany during the war. My great granddad was a missionary nurse.
Nice.
So my grandma was born in Papua New Guinea.
Oh,
so that way.
Yeah.
Is that the French one?
West Papua, so kind of near West Australia. Papua.
Right, gotcha.
Like, gonna be Grand Papua New Guinea.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So my granddad was—he was in the war. He was in the Polish army during the war, and he came to Blackpool for the day with his army buddies or for the weekend.
Oh yeah.
And my grandma. Who was studying in London, studying to be a missionary nurse. She was on a weekender in Blackpool.
But she did missionary that weekend.
Hey, doggy!
Yeah, now some respect.
Good bro.
But anyway, they got together over that weekend, spent a weekend together.
Dish, come on.
No! So, tell us very vaguely. So anyway, my grandma was found out she was pregnant with my mum. And he'd gone back to Poland. Oh. And then when he found out, he wrote to her and said, would you like to marry me?
Oh.
And we'll move to England together and we'll start a family and start a life.
That's very nice.
So
the rest is history.
What about there you, we go. Steve? You're a family man?
My family, both sides are just based in Liverpool. And then some went off to Norwich for a little bit.
Right.
So that's where I was born. And then moved back to St. Helens.
Because
I really do, yeah.
Yeah.
It's stuck with me.
Yeah. Do you remember your time in Norwich?
No, I was only up till 4. Not in the night. I mean, yeah, I was just there from birth till 4 years, and then Mum heard my accent and went, "Nah, we're moving.
We're going back."
What's your accent now? Because it seems quite bland.
Yeah, coming from him.
From
you.
Fuck off.
You fuck off.
Go join Max.
Really?
In the hallway.
Yeah, come.
I don't want to go. I don't feel like I deserve it.
I don't know what happened to my accent. Me and my sister just have this neutral.
I was going to say, you have, very odd.
Yes, Dave.
For an accent.
That time someone fucking said it.
Because I thought I didn't really have an accent at all until I moved up here. Because everyone in my area has got the same accent as me. I'm like, I ain't got an accent.
You're so east, though.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
I think you're the most, like, Londonish person I know.
I like being called London, but...
A lot of people got a lot of pride. Like, if you're from London, you've got so much pride. Like, every Londoner I've met loves London.
Yeah.
To be fair, I love London. I wouldn't mind living there one day.
I don't.
I never live there.
Maybe I won't.
I noticed up north, far less patriotic from what I've seen.
Yeah.
Just patriotic.
I think
if you go into like a lot of England flags around.
Not in Manchester and Liverpool.
Oh,
I think I notice it more in Liverpool.
Yeah.
Liverpool's it's got kind of an attitude like it's us against the world kind of thing.
That's because of Thatcher, mate.
Absolutely. I think it's great. I went up there during the election and it was big Labour territory and they were all kind of, you know, handing out the flyers and not 6 a.m. Mm. It was great.
So I think my granddad or nan's side, both on each side, granddad and nan, are Irish roots.
Oh, cool. Cool.
Yeah, because I've got a lot of gingers in my family. So
yeah, makes sense.
And maybe some Samoan. I don't know. Just if you see me at the gym, there's something there.
There's something there.
When I speak of family, we all must have many anecdotes, I'm sure. But let's whittle them down to the most embarrassing ones.
Okay.
Ryan.
Pretty much every year, we used to go on holiday to North Wales. We were on this walk. And it was quite like an overcast day. It was quite rainy and cloudy and that.
Yeah.
And we got to the top of this hill. And it's supposed to get the walk itself was supposed to go in a horseshoe, right? So we got to the top and we're going to go back round.
Yeah.
But it got really foggy and like misty. Oh. And we started walking back and we just got lost. And we were in the rain and the cold. We couldn't see like past what I can see now. Like,
oh, Jesus.
And we had to get mountain rescue. And
turns out they were still in a car park.
Just circling it, not really.
But we got to this reservoir, and I was like, right, let's just stay here and call the mountain rescue.
Do you have signal?
Yeah.
And then, why didn't you use Google Maps? Could you not see where you were? Or
no, because if you can't see,
I guess it's here.
Or like,
what's a reservoir? I thought it was like where they kill pigs. Like,
that's an abattoir.
A
reservoir is. It's a body of water. Usually,
right. Fun of the sound of pigs.
It's where we get our drinking water from. Right. Usually,
right. We're close.
All of a sudden, we could smell death.
And I thought, let's stop here, make a phone call.
Put an order in.
They came up with dogs.
Yeah.
And they can't help
and they got distracted by the smell of meat, didn't they? So.
Just started chasing.
You just got onto a links of sausages and they just pulled you along.
So that was quite an embarrassing moment. And I just climbed like Kilimanjaro the week before as well.
Yeah.
Well, fair play.
Had to slip that in there, didn't you?
Yeah. Wow.
Kilimanjaro.
What about you, Dave?
There was once we went to Italy. Big family and friends went to Italy as well. Went to this restaurant and they said, can we have like a table for 12? And I was like, all right, we'll just put loads of tables and chairs together. And then at the time, my mum realised she didn't actually want to eat there. Oh. So the man had just put all the tables and chairs away in the final moment. And as soon as he did it, they went, oh, right, let's run off. So we ran out the restaurant. That was pretty embarrassing. That was a scary moment.
Yeah.
I thought we was going to get chased by the Italian men.
That's quite embarrassing.
It is. Well, when you're there,
It's just awkward, isn't it?
It is. Awkward, embarrassing.
What about you, Tom?
I don't really have any as such, but my dad is like a cartoon of a man. Yeah. Every family gathering always ends up just everyone ripping the shit out of my dad for hours on end. It's brilliant. Like, we all have like an impression of him. He's just got loads of stock phrases. He's just ridiculous. He's just bought a little white Audi, which is an absolute lady's car. So he's kind of come round showing it off. Just come to my grandma's, and my grandma just she barely got a clue what's going on. She was coming out, and my dad gets in the car and she goes, I'll be Jesus, I thought that was Jackie's car. What you doing driving that? So he's just a constant source of entertainment, which is great.
Well, I used to.
Idiot.
My family, there's a few odd characters, or alkies as we like to say. My mum, sober, is just always seems to fall over. Looking back at every story, it'll be her that just out of nowhere just stacks it. We were in Rome, just me and her, and it was sunset, and I was just... thinking this is going to be the perfect time to kiss her. No, it was sunset, so it was so beautiful. Like either side, we're on this like high wall, whatever it's called. So I was just looking that way. I just had this sort of scuffle of flip flops. Turned to see my mum's just gone. And she's on the floor.
Bless her.
Help me up. And then got back to the hotel and called my sister to. Because any time my mum falls over, we just call each other. Just got to tell her.
To laugh.
Yeah. Because that's the thing with my family. If someone falls, we laugh.
Yeah.
It's just instinct. Whereas some other families like, oh, you're okay. None of that.
No.
My dad used to do this thing where he'd pick me up by my ankles when I was little and then just like swing me around the
room. Whack your head against the wall.
One day he accidentally let go and I flew into a radiator.
Had you been misbehaving that day,
and he was like, shit.
I had dreams.
Sorry.
We both did.
So you smacked your head against the radiator and swears.
Threw me, let go.
Yeah.
I must have hit my head. But I think my back hit first. Like, God. Boom.
My mum dropped me when I was about an hour old.
Wow.
Off the bed. She was like exhausted and she just like, I think she must have passed out.
Yeah.
And I just slipped out of her and fell off the floor. Hospital bed.
Did you land on the on your ankle, Bastion?
My dad dropped me and he still to this day blames himself for my eye. Yeah, I'm so sorry, son. It was an accident. Yeah.
My mum falls over quite a lot as well.
Our mums both called Christine.
They are.
Christine?
Yeah,
Chris. We'll get Christine Blake to be on the podcast.
What's your mum's name?
Tamara.
Oh.
Very odd name, yeah.
It's quite posh, that. Tamara,
yeah.
She doesn't get angry very much.
Your mum.
She's like, so my dad was always the bad cop.
Yeah.
My mum would just, you know, make excuses for us. Yeah, one time she did get angry at me, I remember. It was school night. She was going out somewhere and I was being a dick about something and she got so angry and she was like, oh, you just make me so mad. And she went to kick me, but she missed and fell over. It's a red.
Oh,
oh
mate. Looks
full. Yeah, so I won that one.
The time that I just really didn't like my parents, my mum. We were in Norwich. We'd just been visiting. Shortly after my parents' divorce, I'd become attached to a stick. I'm a new best friend. And then we're packing the car to go back home. And my mum was like, "You're not taking the stick in the car." I was gutted. I had to put it on the floor. Oh. I stupidly put it on in the road. Oh. And she drove over it.
Oh,
what a bitch.
Evil.
You're not taking that stick home.
It's for the best. I mean, yeah. You don't want your son walking around with a fucking stick.
Flash forward 10 years, you, your mum, and the stick in rust.
Sticks in this chair instead of me.
What's getting on the stick's wick this week? Imagine when dogs bite me.
My dad and my uncle really like my ears. Like they're really soft.
Can't relate.
So they play with my ears. And they when we were at my grandma's, my uncle will say to my dad, he went, "I'll sit next to David on this side," and so they both can play on my ears like that.
Dave, you do that's know that mad. that's like a sexual thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
What?
That's Dave. No, whatever way you dress it up, that is a bit weird, isn't it?
It is.
I'll sit next to Dave so we can play with his ears. Your dad and your dad's brother.
Yeah.
Who's how old?
Dad's like in his mid-40s. And my uncle's like in his 50s, maybe.
Fuck me.
And they even make weird noises.
Dave, no! No!
He's visiting this week just saying, yeah, "Dad, no. These are off limits."
He just plays with them.
You'll never get this.
We get this. You can have a feel if you like.
What about jobs? Any cool jobs in your families?
So, my dad used to be a gardener.
That's a classic
the coolest job there is. If you can't see the poster of Alan Titchmarsh, just out of shot.
And he used to cut Roger Moore's front garden.
No way.
James, he wasn't paid, he just ran by.
Well, this is he would have a chat with a celebrity that was his next door neighbour.
Yeah.
Quite a lot, and it was Rolf Harris.
Oh,
was it? Roger Moore used to live next door to Rolf Harris.
Did he used to play with your dad's ears?
Maybe to it.
Roger and Rolf.
That's terrible.
I didn't ask what I used to chat about.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I said to my dad, like, have you had any, like, you know, celebrity, like, encounters after that? Once he told me, and he said that he once went to Top of the Pops where Jimmy Savile and Gary Glitter were both.
It's weird.
There,
so
were,
strange.
Like, high-fiving him
because your dad's a Tory and he's in with all these pedos. Yeah. It's so weird, isn't it?
Pan.
Makes sense.
My mum was on a fun run as a kid, led by Jeremy Savile. Jimmy Savile.
Jeremy Savile's a great guy. Funny, a bad word about him.
Really sorry, Jez. Yeah, like all the kids at the end were like sitting on his lap and he was like kind of laughing with them all. I don't know if my mum went over to him, but all the kids, it was only a small run. It was in like North Manchester kind of thing. So a little charity thing, you know, he does all that kind of stuff.
Hideous.
You know, the press are there and that, but it wasn't necessarily loads of people. But all the kids at the end were like, a lot of time for the kids.
That's wrong, isn't it? Well, obviously it is wrong.
Yeah.
My dad fixed forklifts. But once he went to do like fitting a safe for the Houses of Parliament.
Oh.
And he went there, took his van there, but he had an oil leak and he had to get done for like terrorism. He was like, "No, it's just an oil leak, I promise." My dad is basically the adult, more tougher version of me.
But he's a sucker for an ear leak.
He loves a good ear. He loves a good ear.
That works for the Royal Mail, but he's convinced he's doing God's work. Oh, God. Been working for the Royal Mail since he was like 16. Started as a postie. Like, he's in the union, so he's like mad on all that. So he's never been a manager, so he's one for the people.
Yeah.
Always going down to these conferences and stuff. He never fucking shuts up about it. Everyone was working from home or could have taken time off during lockdown, but he just kept going in. Wow. Key worker, son. Yeah. Key worker.
Workaholic.
Loves it.
What about family events? Ever had a wacky funeral?
My dad's nan, she used to throw birthday parties, but massive birthday parties. Even when she got into her 90s, she'd...
still raving.
Exactly. Imagine Catherine Tate's nan. That was her. And then she'd invite her sisters, so there'd be all three different families. There'd be the Reese's, the Goldsmiths, and I can't remember the others. But it's my nan, my great-nan's all sisters. Uh-huh. So it's all of the big families coming in together. She'd be good at the robot.
Yeah. Looks like Parkinson's to me. Bless her.
Yeah, she can survive a nucleus explosion, that woman. She's dead now. Like when she was alive, she
died in a bomb.
Got bit by a mosquito. No.
By you, Ryan.
Whenever the family gets together,
carnage.
Tory conference or something.
Monopoly is a serious game.
Angry. Arguments.
I've not won it in a couple of years.
Yeah. Is Monopoly to do with luck?
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah,
it's all about your early rolls and what you pick up early on, and then if you get the right thing,
it's also got some decision making. You know, sometimes you've got to take a risk.
Some skill.
There's always someone who just can't be asked and just like fucks off early.
It gives the property to someone.
Yeah, stitches everyone else up by making sweet deals with one person.
I'll sell it you for a quid.
Yeah. Give us a cigarette and you can have my house.
Sorted. My nan and granddad's, my grandma's, when we do dinner parties round there, that's always a cracker. Me, my dad, my uncle and my cousin all just taking the mick out of my grandma. She's great. She loves it. But that is the pinnacle
of the Reese.
Yeah. That's never a dull moment when you're going round grandma's for dinner.
I can imagine that. I remember at my cousin's wedding, I was getting quite young, but I just kept on going up to the wedding DJ at the disco, just requesting my favourite song at the time, which was Bad Day by Daniel Powter.
Oh, right.
And on the fifth time, I'm like, just play the song, mate. Daniel Powter, Bad Day. And he's like, yeah, I will. If he'd have just said no, because it's their wedding day, not a bad day, I might have clocked. What a fool. But then my sister got married not too long ago, a couple of years, and Max turned up to that. It was a hot day in July. He turned up in his pants and this maroon shirt he was wearing at the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, he had fun. He was dancing at the disco, having a good time. And the party was done, and went back to one of the rooms. We all just sat in there. There's a bit of a lull. I just looked at the side. Max has got these white sports socks on, just poking out like Michael Jackson. So everyone's just looking at that, taking the piss, because they just see these ridiculous. He's wearing smart black shoes, black pants, and these ridiculous Slazenger white socks poking out.
Tennis socks.
Yeah. That was the highlight for me. Just seeing Max. Yeah, just my family taking the piss out of Max. Lovely. Should we get on to Stephen Lies?
Stephen Lies.
Who's fibbing? Ryan.
Yeah.
This is the part of the show where myself, Dave and Tom will tell you a story. Right. One of them's true, two is a lie. You're going to be the detective to work it out. Who do you want to go first?
Tom, you go first.
Okay, we had to call the fire brigade because my dad was stuck up a tree.
I almost ruined my cousin's wedding.
Dave? My grandma is England champion for bowling.
So we'll start with this. Your dad got stuck in a tree.
Yeah.
What happened?
We had this willow tree in our garden, big massive willow tree. It would spill over most of our garden and it was great, but it also went into next doors from a branch quite high up, and it was a bit of a nightmare because they kind of had their garden really like pristine. So they were always kind of clipping it, and they were asking us if we could clip that branch high up and so no one would have to worry about it anymore.
Right.
So we had a big fuck off ladder that was, you know, the one that you extend it and it clips massive.
It's an extender.
So he went up on that. It was a bit wobbly as he was going up. Really old ladder. We'd had it for like, you know, it's 15 years at this point. I think it was my granddad's before that. So he gets up really high on this tree. Bearing in mind, there's no kind of branches that you can just climb. You need the ladder. Once you're up, you're up. Cuts it down. And then as he steps on the ladder to come down, something kind of gives way. Something cracks. He only put his weight on it, but then he stepped off it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, shit. So basically, the clip on the inside, one of them, had just completely given way. So I gave the ladder a little shake.
Your dad fat.
So I gave the ladder a little shake, and then it just kind of came down to the point where, you know, it's minimum. Yeah. So you just couldn't get it to clip. Wow. And we asked around. No one had any ladders. So the fire station was kind of just round the corner, and we knew the guy that worked there, so we called the non-emergency number, and a couple of them came out with the big ladders and helped him out of the tree.
Did your dad know a lot of firemen? If you know, you know.
Few. What of it?
Stephen,
but that definitely happened.
How did you almost ruin your cousin's wedding?
So it's the same wedding as the Daniel Powter one. So on the Saturday, me and my cousins were playing in our room. We had a big couch that we were playing on. So we're jumping off the couch onto the bed. Only about 10, but I was quite a fat child, so I wasn't really making the jump. So the couch had a back to it, and three of us were stood on the ledge of it, and then we were about to jump onto the bed, but as we stood on it, it just gave way and broke. If you can imagine sort of like Gary Cooney on a ladder, it just broke. So snapped off.
Great callback.
And then we were like, oh shit. And then our parents came in, like, okay, we'll sort that. So they'd agreed to like pay for it. But then the next day, I think it was the bride or the bride's mum came down and saw this bill, and it was like a £500 couch. And she was just like, what the hell is this? And so they were nearly in tears. But my dad explained that his fat child broke. That lump over there.
That bowl.
The one on his third breakfast, like, that little shit.
Dave?
Yeah.
A bowling champion?
Yeah. My grandma was world England. Well, not world. I keep saying world. England champion right. In the early 70s. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. She's a master bowler. Still is now, to be fair. Yeah. Obviously, not held her title as England champion.
Are you any good at bowling yourself?
No. But the thing is, we went bowling with my grandma, and that's when I found out that she was world champion. Pretending to, like, me and my cousin went with her. She took us in a day out. We were like playing the bowling as you do.
Yeah.
And grandma come out. She's getting spares slash. What are the other ones?
Strikes. She's good at playing the bowling.
Spares and strikes.
Knocking
galore.
Down all them.
All them things.
Yeah, that's the one.
Pins, the goals.
And I was like, how did you get this good? And that's when she told us she was England. Champion, and then went home and she showed us all the medals.
In the 70s, I had the most bowling touchdowns ever. I mean, I was with Dave at the weekend, and he went up to a bar and he said, "You've got a cue, mate." And he went, "No, my nan was England World Bowling Champion." In the 70s. And he just got that straight through.
If it is a lie, I just admire the amount of research that's gone into it.
Early.
Less is more.
Do you know he's allergic to oranges? You all right, mate?
Did she defeat Bruce Lee in the final?
We've broken Dave.
Have a sip of beer, mate.
Oh God! In world England,
he's crying.
So as hard as it is to believe, Ryan, I think one of these is true.
Right.
I jinxed. I've never seen him laugh at me.
Oh my God.
So I think I know.
Oh fuck me. Oh.
Oh my god.
So what do you make of that?
So I think I know who's telling the truth.
Go on.
And he's lying. Dave is lying.
What? Really?
I think Dave is lying. I just don't.
Have you got the world England bowling champion?
I don't think the story's solid.
And I also think if you're a bowling champion,
world bowling well, England well, champion,
world in, the world of England, mate.
I just think maybe it's something that would have been said from a young age. I think you would have known it.
True. Yeah.
For a while.
Well, it wasn't a big deal at that time. Wasn't a big deal. A few trophies, mate.
Wasn't until we started bragging about it.
If I was a bowling champion, no matter what year it was, the first thing I would be telling my grandchild is I was a bowling champion.
But that's you, isn't it?
Yeah, narcissist.
That's you. All about you.
You don't know what else his nan is.
Okay, I'll try and live up to this, kids.
Oh, yeah.
I was a bowling champion.
She could have been world Thailand ping pong champion.
Yeah.
I also think, Tommy, I think your story's a lie.
Why? Based on what?
I don't. How old's your dad? Not that it matters how old you are. You can climb trees. But I just can't picture your dad going really high on a ladder.
Why?
Trying to cut down a branch. I don't know. Maybe the image is too funny.
Furious.
Yeah.
So I think you're telling us the truth. I know that you were quite a big child, and I think you could have broken a bed.
Has anyone got Max Smith's number, please?
We have to make sure we need him.
You're right. Well done.
Ah, I thought I had you.
Here's a picture of Dave's Nan bowling now. Let's get into our parents, shall we? Are you similar to your parents? Are you finding that as you get older?
Oh, bloody hell, no. So Devon thinks I am, okay. Which is frightening. But thing is, when you spend a lifetime kind of imitating someone for a laugh,
yeah,
eventually you pick up certain traits that I'll do purely to wind her up, because I know it winds her up. But I just find myself just doing them now.
I've got the same. I've realised that when I was a child, I'd look at my mum and I'd go, oh, yeah, you're hard work. Because, you know, somebody opened a door and they walk through, she'd be like, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Just let it go. Just let it go. But now when that happens to me, oh, I'm livid. I'm such a stickler for please and thank you.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
I hate that, like the being impolite. And I used to do an impression of my mum to my sister. We'd always take the piss out of my mum. She was a single mother, she could deal with it. But yeah, I've turned into my mum a bit with the, like the, yeah, just people in shops, just a bit of a busybody. Yeah. I'm not a Karen, but I'm a Christine.
You're on par.
Yeah. What about you, Dave?
I'm a lot like my dad. I am the double of my dad. We even look the same. Like, I can't go anywhere out in my town without someone going, oh, you're Paul.
Earlobes.
Let's have a feel.
Give us a feel.
Let's have a feel and a rub.
I've heard about these.
Yeah. Like a spit, yeah. Like, I'll go out.
Can
and
I get your Nan's signature?
England World Bowling Championship in the late / early 70s.
A 10-year dynasty, the likes of which England and / the world have never seen.
She would have been quite old at that point. I mean, like, older, no. Older still. Like, she wouldn't have been in a youth.
That's 50 years ago.
She would have been 20. 30. She's a baby boomer.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. So.
Right, okay.
20s, 30s, maybe. I don't know.
Fair enough. Anyway, it was a lie. We know it was bullshit. I don't know why I'm still trying to poke holes in that.
Get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, my dad is one of the funniest people I know, to be fair.
Get him on the podcast.
Yeah, he'd love it. He'd love this. My mum, she was the angry one. Like you said, your dad was the angry. My mum was the shelter. She was, and my brother and my sister are exactly like my mum, and they clash all the time.
Do they?
They get in arguments all the time, just because they're so similar.
Yeah.
But me and my dad, easy time, cool easy breeze, exactly. We don't give a shit. We don't, like you said about your mum, she's very, like, polite. My mum's very the same with that. You have to ask to leave the dinner table once you've eaten.
Oh, we don't have that.
Yeah, she don't.
Just when she farts, we move.
Stuff like that, yeah, yeah.
What about you, Ryan?
So I'm quite similar to my dad in terms of sense of humour. I'm a bit like my mum as well, in a way. So I've noticed recently.
Am I right?
My mum's one of them people who tries to say she thinks she's really funny.
Yeah.
She'll say things that, like, it'll come out and it's not funny, but she'll be laughing with
her. That's that look on her face. Yeah.
And all, like, through my life, I've been like, oh, it's not funny. And I realised after, like, coming to uni and, you know, trying to make jokes all the time, that I'm exactly like I'll come out with a comment and I'll think, oh, fucking smash that. And then I look around the room and everyone's like, why are you even here?
Well, it's like, quick, do the gossip eye, do the gossip eye. You got it. You're losing them, right?
Crikey. Oh, the gossip eye.
So, you know, in a way, I'm like my non-funny mum.
Well done.
So, my dad's quite cheesy.
Yeah.
Like, just... When people think the parents are embarrassing, like, my dad is fucking embarrassing, and I think everyone realises that when they meet him, and how embarrassing it must be. Just the comments, the things he says, like, it's a bit Bruce Forsyth, in that, like, you know, I'm sure he was, I'm sure he was funny back in the day, because we've all got a good sense of humour, so we've obviously had that growing up, me and my brothers and that. But now it's just a nightmare. It really is.
What? I've never thought of your dad as Bruce Forsyth.
No, but you know, like, where things don't age. Like, it comes to a point. So the jokes you were making back in the in the 80s are just not as funny anymore. So, but my dad, he's very cheesy, and so I've started being cheesy. As like, just to, because I know it embarrasses Dev.
When we ever do the odds, and Tom comes up with one, it's the most, like,
so
spine tingling cringe. Yeah. I'm not doing that.
Like, no one wins from these situations. Except me.
Loving it.
Yeah.
Loving it large.
I've got a nephew now.
Oh,
he's
nice.
Great fun.
Nice.
Although, he's got a thing for Zoe, my
he's
girlfriend.
Got a thing for Zoe.
And, you know, my sister will be like, oh, he keeps looking at a necklace. We all know what's going on there. Yeah?
Yeah, it's stupid.
Cut that shit out.
20 years
nearly 2 years old, mate. Start to stop thinking on maybe. That comes down to her parenting. Although, weirdly enough, like, I would make a joke of it, but then we were sat in Cafe Nero and a woman walked past him and he's looking that way and just walking off, just checking out her arse. Probably not, but, you know.
He's a lad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Perv lad, we don't know.
Either.
He's crafty. Still being breastfed as well. He knows what he's up to.
The only people I like
starting
make an effort.
Starting union.
The only people I make an effort for in my family is like mum and dad, brother, and then the grandparents.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like
inheritance.
Phone up.
That's quite a lot of them, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Now I think of it.
So all of them.
So all, yeah. Not my cousins. Don't speak to my cousins as much, but. Grandparents, good laugh.
All my cousins have got, well, pretty much all of them have got kids now, and I've I can't even agree on a child's name for the future with Zoe.
Oh, me and Jen do that.
Yeah, she's half Israeli, so she wants something a bit more exciting than Frank, which I offer. I like the name Amelia. She hates that because she was like, oh, I went to school with a girl called Amelia. And she was a knobhead.
I've got that.
Yeah, so there are names where you go, no. She suggested Malachi to me. Oh, I was just like, it's like getting a brown car, that name.
I don't think I've ever suggested any serious Malachi. Names. Yeah. Devon's always wants to talk about names, and I'm like, what about gum?
Yeah.
Gum. But no, because it's gibberish.
I do that, and then she'll hesitate at one. She'll be like, oh, Plumpop Lawson.
Erin and I have agreed on Paddy.
Paddy. Have you got any Irish
Paddy.
Roots?
Padlock.
Padlock. That's a sick name.
So you're going to give your child a novelty name?
Yeah. We want them.
It's fun for 5 minutes.
You want them to be bullied?
For Padlock.
Yeah. It's a safe name, though.
Yeah. I wanted to call my dad Paul. My dad.
My dad. Well, you already had a fucking name. Name.
Your audacity.
It's called Paul.
Because he's always Paul with my ear.
Because he named me after
his dad.
There'll
be no more of these.
Yeah, he named me after his dad, and I was like, oh, I'll carry on the tradition. Like, I'm the only one that wants to do it. Yeah. But Jenna was like, you ain't calling our kid Paul.
Yeah, some names are just dating.
Exactly,
now, yeah.
Exactly.
Well, my dad's called Gary.
Yes.
Gary. There's just no Garys anymore, is there?
No. I know a guy with some.
Until I met you, so my dad's called Dave.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my dad's called David.
No way.
My brother's called David.
Oh yeah.
They're fucking everywhere, mate. I mean, that's not even. I've never met a Dave. That'd be ridiculous.
If your name's David, please write in.
I know
or if you have a different name, let us know.
A lot of people with an Uncle Stephen.
Gonna be inundated.
Yeah. I've got an Uncle Stephen.
I've got an Uncle Stephen.
Yeah. See, I told a load of people.
Is it the same one? Is it V or PH?
PH.
PH.
Class, mate.
Jesus. Oh, that must be embarrassing, wouldn't it?
No one's up. Not this far into the video. We've all got partners here. Even Joey's.
He's got a few Excel mates.
He's got his jail mate. What was it like meeting your partner's family? Joe, did you take a shiv in with you? He's got a bit hostile. Were you nervous meeting your partner's family?
Yeah.
Ryan, why were you so nervous?
I feel like I'm really awkward, especially like, I feel like especially when you're meeting your partner's parents.
When you met my dad, you was just stood there holding a tea towel.
But then he didn't see your dad. He only saw me, I think, and then you coming over, and he comes out and goes, tea towel.
Woohoo, tea towel. Turn around, Stephen's dad's there. Yeah.
Which I must stress was not like an in joke between the two of us.
It was.
He'd never done that before.
Because I saw Tom, he had his eyes closed with his hands over his head, just swaying from side to side.
Oh, bro.
But like, I made such a high voice. Tea towel. Right.
Oh, God. Why, David?
Don't mind me.
Kill me.
Sorry, go on about you.
So I've lived with Aaron's parents for over lockdown. I lived with them, and then I also lived with them for 6 months last year.
Yeah.
And even now, sometimes I feel like I've got to try and be someone I'm not, you know. Mm. Well, funny. Funny.
Likeable.
I think I've always got a fuzzy eye. Just every time I see him.
They haven't seen you without a wig on. Yeah, yeah, you do have to put on a sort of a front that year.
Yeah, and they're like
Labour, voted Labour. Yeah,
love them. They're very when you get a job, like working your way up.
Yeah.
So I don't, I don't think like, not that they're judgmental, they're not, but they are lovely.
They are. Yeah.
They just think maybe you're not good enough for their daughter.
Yeah, I guess subconsciously I'm like,
I don't have that.
You,
I bet English like being English didn't help either.
Well, they're English.
I'm answering your fucking questions.
So, yeah, they're Stockport and Liverpool.
Oh, nice. Well.
But then they moved when they were like kids.
Right.
They didn't meet when they were like, you know, 6 months.
Your in-laws are a bit dodgy, mate.
Stockport, eh?
Stockport.
What about you, Dave?
Very, very nerve-wracking. I was all right in the sense my brother knows his mates with Jenna's brother.
Yeah.
So I had that. I was like, if anything's going to kick off, I'll be all right. He knows my brother. So. But they can be quiet and eat quietly.
Yeah.
Where I hate silence. If it's gone silent, I panic, freeze, and just say random crap. And so we're going round.
Like, my name was
My go-to is weird weather for August, isn't it? Not even August at the time. Terrible. Yeah. But my dad and my mum come round to meet them because Jenna wanted to do it for her birthday, like have it, like both families round. And I felt at ease because my dad is a bit of a knob. Not in the sense of like he's a dick, but he's just an idiot. He wanted to wear a white shirt. And my mum's like, don't wear a white shirt. He was like, no, I've got to look performable, presentable.
Presentable.
This is your night.
He was like, I've got to look presentable.
Look like Michael Babbel.
But my mum's like, you're going to spill something down your white shirt. He went, no, I won't. As soon as he gets in, as soon as he's had the first bit, he goes, ah, shit.
But as soon as he picked up his treacle pudding.
So he does it.
As soon as he started playing paintball,
just froze it on himself. Bless him.
I'm so quiet with my girlfriend's family just because I think I'm going to say something terrible. If you know me, I say the worst thing possible. So yeah, I just avoid that at all costs. They think I'm mute, to be honest. She's got a fun family, like a dad. No matter what phrase you say, he's got a joke to come off it, and they're actually funny. And like, no, I'm joking, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's a good laugh. And he likes the videos as well.
Oh,
so
nice.
That's an in. What about you, Tom?
Oh, be careful, because Devon's mum watches all these. She's a big fan of the podcast.
But Alan. Not you.
My family, it was dead easy. Devon was...
Well, Devon's the youngest, isn't she? And you're the eldest, so... Yeah.
So she was. It was easy for her, because I think she was a bit nervous, but as soon as she got there... You know, she met my dad.
Gary came out with his top on and
going on about something. Yeah. So she was immediately at ease. Whereas
Gary's in the treehouse.
Stop!
I want to stay up here.
But yeah, I was a bit more nervous going around there because I don't know. I don't know about you, but I think it is more. It's a social thing, but or a sexist thing. I think it's harder for the lad.
Yeah, I agree.
Because
totally
people are more judgmental of your intentions and the type of person you are. I think they all thought I was very quiet to begin with.
Yeah.
I just didn't give too much away. I was just kind of feeling it all out, and then I fucking perked up.
Yeah.
I haven't shut up since.
Few Kens.
I'm waiting for my perk up. Yeah. I still feel like I'm still really quiet.
I'm not all the way there.
See, I'm the opposite. I just talk too much.
Yeah.
Dear.
Just because where that, like I say, they can go over a whole day without talking to each other. That's just hurts my insides.
When I went to a family's house, I was they're having like a garden party. So all the chairs are taken. Oh, fucking hell, what am I going to do here? So I just, being the outcast, spotted the hammock. I was a bit away from it, so I just thought, that's fine. Just sit on that. Sit down. One swing. Out. Dumped on the floor. Now my family, they all just piss themselves and go, look at that knob. Her family, all like, like that.
Yeah.
Bless her. One of her Israeli relatives just had a big grin on his face. He was loving it. Just embarrassed myself. But it wasn't even like a funny, oh, he's part of the family now. It's just like, oh, he's a bit simple.
Bless him.
Can't work a hammock.
He's harmless.
He's only allowed on the weekend.
I remember Erin's mum, I went into the living room, she was like holding her head like that. And I was like,
what like that?
What? I was like, are you okay? And she went, no, I was doing some like cleaning the skirting boards and a picture frame just fell off the wall and hit me on the head. And I just went, burst out laughing. And then I realised they're like, it wasn't a funny thing. I was like, oh.
Sorry.
You'll be all right.
Now, this is the part of the show which we would call IMAX, but she's been a bit rude, hasn't he?
Yeah. Out of order.
Yeah, again, I wouldn't make a comment about his family.
For me.
Yeah.
I mean, there is the train of thought that maybe you overreacted.
What's that train? It just seems like you're driving that train.
Yeah.
Can't even drive.
No, fair enough. Maybe you deserved it.
You want to go meet him, do you? Carry on with that attitude. We still have IMAX here, just don't have the idiot that made it. So,
hey.
A bonus, really.
Yeah. Don't have to pretend to laugh now.
No. Anyway,
never have.
This is IMAX, I guess. So, let's play it.
Welcome to the IMAX experience. Enjoy the show.
After a change-up in formats last week, the reins of IMAX have been returned to me, and I'm steering us back to the good old movie reviews you know and love. This week, after matching with her on Tinseltown Tinder, I have the opportunity to wine and dine Scream Queen Jamie Lee Curtis and her friend Kids' Choice Award winner Chris Evans, and quiz them both about the family dynamic in the hit 2019 movie Knives Out. Roll the clip. Hi, Scream Queen Jamie Lee Curtis. And Chris Evans. Hey, Jamie, after talking on Tinder, I thought it was just going to be us.
No.
Eat shit.
Wow, Chris, I see you listened to Tom Looney last week.
Yep.
Wow, I'm proper fangirling. I can't think of anything I love more than that.
Darts.
Eat shit.
We are here.
Oh, yes, it's the best restaurant in all of Manchester.
You can have a seat right over there, please.
Wow, I love the theme of this restaurant. Anyway, Jamie, as you know, I work with a YouTuber.
Are you baiting me?
What? Oh, no. That trend died out years ago. I'm here to talk about the movie Knives Out.
Okay.
Anyway, the movie is an instant classic, a whodunit surrounding the apparent suicide of the patriarch of the...
Life's too short for that.
That was a slam.
I couldn't even make out what he was saying this week.
A minute, no.
Very fast.
Very fast.
So I know that you'd watch the film Knives Out. Great film. Recent. Could have just done a review, but no, he pretends he's meeting these A-listers. Good job I've got my fucking great segment, Stephen Fry's. And that's hours of fun. I mean, it may seem like a minute of fun. Just a minute.
Yeah. Hey up, folks, me!
We seem to have been joined by a guest.
Who's this?
Hey up, lads and laddettes.
Hello.
It's me, Jack Smith.
Hi, Jack Smith. Are you related to Max Smith by any chance?
Oh, is he the rotund one on your podcast?
No, he's the fat one.
Rotund fat, mate. Come on, read a dictionary or a thesaurus. Full of synonyms, mate. I've here to see him.
I'm sure you're well aware that he's not in this room, is he?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't fucking know, do I? I've gone very short-sighted.
Have you?
I can only see your shiny forehead. I'm using context clues to look at the two of you, mate.
So Jax,
hello.
Are you Max's twin?
Yeah, you'd have to assume so, wouldn't you?
You would.
So I'll tell you this for now.
Is that fucking cap?
I'm not taking this off. I'm not taking it off and out. Not love nor money, and you can offer me both. So I'll tell you this for now.
Thanks for not charging, by the way.
I've got a bit of a cough, a frog in my throat. About 2 months ago, my mum came down the stairs and she says, "Hey, wee nipper, I've got something to show you." All right, mum, let me stick my peepers on it, whatever it is. So she took her laptop out of the fridge and she showed me the Stephen Trash podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And I tell you this for now, it looked like it was me and webcam.
Yeah. You should have to stick it in the fridge because of the hot content.
Yes, mate. That's fucking funny, that.
It is, mate.
Yeah, that's why this podcast number one a few years ago.
I'm glad you find me funny because Max is livid at me. Yeah.
Why, mate? He looks like a fucking a bundle of joy haggis. Just a fucking laugh and a half. I listen to the IMAX play and it's so fucking funny.
You listen to it all the IMAX?
No. Fucking does, mate. That's why my mum threw the fucking laptop in the fridge, mate. She said, oh, that fucking shit breaks. I don't need to listen to any of all that crap. But no, it turns out, right, so she said to me that she didn't know this, but apparently he's my twin.
And I said, is she short-sighted as well?
She's perfectly blind. Perfect. Blind. She can't see. She can't talk. She can't hear.
Yeah. But she loves the podcast.
She says to me, through Morse code, that it's got everything she wants in a podcast.
Through Morse code?
Yeah, mate.
Jax.
Hello, mate.
We're talking about these great family anecdotes. You must have a few corkers.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't believe this, mate. So, and my mum, she's got this really funny thing she does.
She walks into the wall.
I push her downstairs, and she's having a great time because our stairs in our house is actually a water slide. Because we live in water park, water theme park, mate.
And you said we wouldn't believe this.
My mum.
So, when you said she came down the stairs.
My mum's right, she's the caretaker for local water park, right? So she's raking grass, she's raking pools.
So she thinks.
She's just stuck in basement.
Which of course has stairs.
She doesn't fucking know, mate. She don't need to pay any bills either. Don't need to pay for lights, no nothing, not even heat, because you can't feel nothing. So she's basically a body, but with life.
Sorry, Jack. Could you maybe tell some more anecdotes about Max?
Yeah. Oh, Max. Yeah. The boy that I've clearly established I don't know.
I mean, you said you haven't seen him for years, but you must have some from when you were kids.
Okay, I've got one.
Okay.
Really funny story.
You didn't
story.
Know you were twins at this point.
No, I didn't know I was twin. I just
letting you know that.
I'm too hot hooked him on.
I just
blood brother situation.
Basically, right. The reason is that my mother, before she was robbed of all her senses, she was a big movie buff. Right? You're probably where he gets it from. Yeah. And she watched this really hot new movie called Prince of Egypt. Oh, yeah, and she got so into it, she shoved Max in basket and sailed him off down the river. Oh, well, mate.
If we're twins, you should have been a baby as well. Right?
No, mate, you don't know how twins work, do you? Fucking idiot, mate. Fucking Dave Rays, you know? Like Dave's fucking divhead. So, as yeah.
Said, Divvy Dave.
Yeah. Max, he used to wear nappies, right?
We all did.
No, Oliver, I didn't.
Sorry, still don't, yeah.
I should, though, because I've shit myself about four times since being in this room.
He is Max's twin.
I'm very sick.
So Jax, do you want to stick around for the podcast?
I may as fucking
Oh, what?
Your mum doesn't need help at home.
No.
Okay, well, Jax, you're in for a real treat here, because we're now on a new segment.
Oh,
called Reese's Pieces.
It's Reese's Pieces. Gotta get those Reese's
Pieces. Take it away, Dave.
Nice one. I'll give you a bit of a backstory behind this segment. What it is I find the craziest, wackiest, and looniest.
Hey, fucking what's your step, Reese?
Crazy, wacky news. So this week I found out that a husband divorces his wife because he found out that she was cheating on him with Google Maps.
What?
Imagine that.
How is she cheating? Oh, I see, right.
Like,
cheating with Google Maps. Google Maps.
Oh, he found
she's
out on Google,
Google
Maps.
Google Maps. Yeah,
I thought
yeah.
she was, like, talking to their voice, like the sat-nav.
Yeah.
Oh, what, like, on the street view kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah. They're laying down. There's a picture somewhere. They're laying down on a bench, and she's feeding him and stroking his hair.
Oh. Fucking feeding him, mate.
Exactly.
That is lost, exactly. That is.
Jackson, I think the red light's going off on your mum's cord. You want to go check her out? Maybe see if your brother's about as well. Yeah, yeah. Send him our way, please.
Got another bit of Reese's Pieces.
Yeah. So hold on, let's get more into that. So oh, yeah, you're on, yeah. She was up. She was on Street View.
Yeah.
and just scrolling along the road, and he grinds to a halt. He goes, is that my wife?
He goes, hang on a minute. I know that woman.
Fuck.
But I don't know that man.
Mascot.
Could you imagine, I would cheat myself, but could you imagine cheating but then being found on Google?
I mean, if you're doing it outside, you're going to get caught
anyway. Exactly, in the same town that you're from.
Just sort still, of, just Google Maps is just a fucking outrageous way of being caught.
It is. One in a million.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
It is odd.
Shows the power of Google, though.
It does. Google
is everywhere.
Yeah.
It is.
And if you're cheating, you will get caught.
Google might even be in here.
That's crazy, isn't it?
It is.
I still prefer the idea of cheating on the sat nav, or with the sat nav.
Make a U-turn.
You've reached your destination.
Yes!
Sat nav, have you been using?
I've got another bit of Reese's Pieces. Another like love story sort of broken up thing.
Yeah. Let's hear it, mate.
A man pranked his ex-girlfriend by paying people to dress up as Chewbacca, ringing her and walking past her house so she'd think the whole world had turned into Chewbacca.
Chewbacca.
Yeah, it was basically him, but with a hat. That was a mad story.
That was Reese's Pieces there.
Reese's Pieces.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let's follow that up with Stephen Prize. Thank you, guys. The podcast hasn't gone out yet from last week, but someone probably won. It was quite obvious. The answer was grass. I was rolling in the grass.
I didn't get it.
Never seen that coming.
No, neither.
This week on Stephen Prize, got a hot entry here from the 22nd of September. And it was a Monday, so just had a wacky weekend. On Saturday, I went to town with my dad. No, I went to town on my dad. We had fun.
What did you like?
I was in year four, come on.
It were a different time.
Is this your fucking segment? No. He told me not to tell anyone, but hey, this is my diary. Seems to be some tear smudges here. On Saturday, I went to town with my dad. My sister and my nan went to town. Two, we meet up at blank. And I had a kid's meal. And I won a free curry or Chinese. Sounds great, yeah.
It does.
Where did we meet up at?
You won a free curry or Chinese.
There, but we met up somewhere and I won a free curry or Chinese.
So the place that you went to, you won a free curry or Chinese there.
Might not be attached, but where did we go to? Right. I'll give you a clue. It's a place where you can eat. It's not like a takeaway place or a fast food place, but you could eat there. And this is from 2003.
Oh, would have been four then.
Can we have guesses?
You look calm, but if you get it right, I'll just edit it out.
Cheshire Oaks?
No.
Wimpy?
It had a restaurant, but it was also a shop. There you go.
Holland and
Barrett's.
There's
your clue. Yeah. And I won a free curry or Chinese from Holland and Barrett's. So please send your entries in. If you don't get it, it's a rollover.
Whee! What's the prize?
Anyway.
Chinese or curry.
Hey, it's
there. Tom, have you got anything to throw at Ryan? What about some facts with Tom Looney? Strap in.
Yes. So the story of the identical twins came up again, and I talked about this one last when I did
enough.
When I was talking about like beliefs and like fate.
Yeah.
But it came up again in more detail, and I can't believe the extent to which these two guys lived a similar life. I'm just going to give you a few more.
Oh, yeah.
So just to recap, so it was the two Jims that were separated at birth and didn't know of each other's existence for 39 years.
Wow.
And obviously when they bumped into each other, it was like looking in the mirror. And the similarities, obviously they had given the same first name, physically identical, childhood dogs named Toy, both of them. They both bit the nails and had trouble sleeping. They both suffered from migraines. They both married first wives named Linda, second wives named Betty.
Oh, same.
And then so some of the other stuff, you know, they used to holiday on the same Florida beach. They both drank Miller Lite and smoked Salem cigarettes. They loved stock car racing, disliked baseball. They left love notes to their wives. They made doll furniture in the basement. And they'd added circular white benches around the trees in their backyard.
What?
Their IQs and, you know, heartbeats were exactly the same. So they went on, lived their lives separate, obviously having reconnected.
Yeah.
And years later, died on the same day from the same illness.
Oh, gosh. Poor bastards, yeah. Man.
I guess it's a question of nature versus nurture.
Yeah, yeah. That's got aspects of both, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Migraines, yeah. And then the white benches.
Yeah.
Makes you think. This is a great one. A married couple that got separated for 60 years. Boris and Anna, back in Russia. And then Boris had got he got shipped out with the Red Army. And when he came back as part of Stalin's purges, Anna's family had been exiled to Siberia.
Wow.
So they only spent 3 days living together in their little house. And then they were torn apart. Spent 60 years apart, and then one day Boris had come back to the town, and on this day he steps out because he's visiting a family grave, I think it was, and Anna just happened to be stood outside the house that they lived together for 3 years.
Wow.
And Jesus. He saw her, and
she'd been there for 60 years.
In her words, I thought my eyes were playing games on me. I saw this familiar looking man approaching me, his eyes gazing at me, my heart jumped, I knew it was him. I began to cry.
Oh,
60 years.
That's like, yeah. That's crazy. It's like in that video with
80 years old.
The guy that raised a lion cub, and then he sees the lion out in the wild, it comes bounding over.
Yeah.
Just no.
It's just a beautiful, beautiful story.
Are they related?
No, they're not related. Not at all, thankfully.
Honestly, a brother shagging his sister. What's good?
There's loads of videos like that.
It's a good one. Two long lost brothers for years of.
How do you know they were long?
Oh!
Someone had a peek.
Yeah, no, give me that one. Give me that one.
It's amazing.
Tommy Larkin and Stephen Gooseney.
Yeah,
Gooseney. Tommy Stephen.
No, we have to do it on camera now, isn't it?
Yeah, they spent. So they knew that they had
a brother.
Spent
a great night together.
But yeah, for years. Couldn't track each other down until one day they finally did, with help from the Newfoundland and Labrador Post Adoption Service Agency. Labrador is the region. I looked into it. I thought it'd have like a funny reason for being called the Labrador region, but it's just named after a Portuguese explorer called Labrador. Anyway, it turns out when they eventually found out, they were living directly across the street from each other in Wheeler's Road in Corner Brook. They'd lived there for years, never spoke, never bumped into each other. Although, the day before they got the news, they bumped into...
They were having a romantic meal.
they walked past each other, and one was getting out of his snowmobile out of his truck dump, and he went, oh, that's nice.
Yeah, he's all about his arse.
Yeah.
It's a lovely truck dump.
That was Tom Looney. I've got a little bonus one though for you this week. It's not related to families, but I found it.
Tom Looney bonus.
Came across it, and I just thought it was just a great story to tell. This is about 19th century French poet Émile Deschamps. So he experienced a coincidence for the fucking record books. And so what's important?
Don't swear, it doesn't suit you.
Sorry. What's important to remember here is that Émile had plum pudding on 3 occasions in his life.
Oh. Wow.
So when he was a little boy living in Orléans, he was treated to some plum pudding by his neighbour, Mr. de Forgaboo.
So his neighbour gave him some
plum pudding.
Yeah. Sperm, do you mean?
Dickhead.
So this was him being introduced to plum pudding.
Something made from his plums.
Yeah. Sure.
Mm.
Yeah, don't need to go there. This is a nice story, Stephen. Yeah, don't hijack this.
You think it's nice, do you?
Yeah. Anyway, roughly a decade later...
But it was rough.
Emile's in a restaurant in Paris, and he sees plum pudding on the menu.
Oh.
He goes, I'll order it. He orders it, and they say, I'm sorry.
Francois and Benny's.
We've just sold the last plum pudding to the gentleman at the back of the restaurant, and they call out to Mr. de Forgaboo by name.
The smuggest cut.
And he's there, tucking into plum pudding. Gestures, and he's tucking into the last slice of plum pudding.
Still tucking in, even though he's little kid that he once molested.
Anyway, years later, Mr. Deschamps is at a gathering.
Is this Didier Deschamps?
No, Emile Deschamps. I said that. So he's at a gathering, and he gets offered some plum pudding. He takes the plum pudding as he's eating it. He's telling the guests about the story with Mr. de Forgaboo, and said,
stitches.
It's crazy, you know. The only thing missing from this situation is
is Mr. DeFogaboo. At that precise moment, an old, senile, confused Mr. DeFogaboo walks in through the doors. He's got confused on his way to a dinner party and has come into the wrong place.
And he saw him whilst eating plum pudding. Still.
Yeah. Oh. Nice. Three times in his life, and the same man turns up. Yeah. I thought that was quite cool.
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I'm not, what is plum pudding?
That doesn't matter. It's a pudding made from plums.
Could have been a Bakewell, mate. Could have been anything.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like an apple crumble, but with plums.
I'm liking that idea, mate.
Yeah.
What, instead of the crumble or the apple?
The apple.
Right, okay. So it's not an apple covered in plum.
No, I made it. Actually made a plum crumble.
Let's make that clear there, Max. That's where everyone was going.
The right side of my brain was like, he's got a point here.
That's a fruit salad. Now let's solve the world's problems with Put It To The Max.
Hi, Max. I suffer from irritable bowel syndrome. It's always been manageable in my day-to-day life. Hasn't affected my work or uni studies, but whenever I am with a girl, it seems to act up, especially the flatulent side of things. Recently, I was on a date with a girl I've been talking to for quite a while. We really hit it off and ended up back at my place when things started to heat up. She decided to give me a blowjob. After a minute of pleasure, I farted. She then smelt the fart and proceeded to throw up all over me.
Oh, no.
I've never been so ashamed in my life. Of course, she left as quick as she could, and I haven't heard from her since. Have you got any advice, Max?
She's gone. You never get that back, are you? Unless she's into that.
Yeah. Although running off and throwing up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's not that many people that are into that sort of stuff.
Ryan, you're an IBS sufferer.
Yeah. I've shat myself in many places.
Thanks for the honesty, Ryan. Yeah. Good to open it. So anyway,
good AA meeting.
Most recent one was last year. I was in Vietnam and shat myself at a bus stop.
Too much information, Ryan.
No, not enough.
I was just really ill. I had some kind of curry. And so we went to an Indian and everyone was getting like really spicy stuff, but I was like, I want to avoid that because I know what my stomach's like.
Yeah.
So I got a korma, but I think
milk, mate.
Chatting to the other people, I think my curry was the only one that had like milk in it.
From
like, you know, from cows that I'm not used to. And
you like to know your cow before you have
the milk. Vietnamese cows.
Asian cat.
For 2 days I couldn't poo. And then just at a bus stop, I was about to get on a 12-hour night bus.
Did you still get on the night bus?
No. I got a hostel that night.
So. Might want to open the windows, boys.
We're in for a long one.
My dad once ate my brother's shit by accident.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
It was Easter.
Right, this is getting...
It was Easter.
How have we got to the end and you only bring up this story? I've actually got embarrassing stories, Dave.
It was Easter time and it was cold in him. He was on the stairs. And he thought the chocolate had melted a bit. And my brother was about... like 4 at this time.
No.
So he just picked it up and scooped and
No.
Sorry.
The weird thing was he loved it. He demanded more.
At that moment he was hooked.
It was shaking him.
You're not leaving the ass.
It's a big pile of strawberries and marshmallows.
I need a gram a day, son.
Just dunking it in.
This is my racist pieces.
Fucking hell.
My brother eats nothing but Weetabix.
He's had shrink on recently.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. Funny.
I've got a craving. Have a laxative, son. Going to the cinema tonight, just tell you a
So, Owen, I'd suggest maybe a diet where you trial taking things out.
Boring.
A low FODMAP diet, maybe. That way you can kind of see what your triggers are. Keep a food diary.
No. Find a real kinky chick.
This is always going to happen.
Take a dump on her chest, bright and early, and go, my name is Owen Poopants, and I approve this message.
The thing is, you do need to be upfront. You know, if you're going to go on Tinder, you need to. The first thing you message any girl is, IBS. I've got IBS, and it's you're going to hear me fart if you give me a real pleasure, I guess.
I'd learn to distinguish the difference between a safe fart and unsafe fart.
Or maybe I've heard of these videos where women have things stuck up the bum, you know, like a dildo.
Just
do that, mate.
Yeah.
Real kinky, real cork. Out there. Mm. Yeah, stick a butt plug up there.
Yeah.
Don't try and live with it, Owen. fix it.
You'll no,
be all right, mate.
Owen,
don't embrace.
Maybe put a whistle up there. It might be fun.
Go to bugplugs.com/Steven and just check it out.
5% off.
Well, you can get something for your underwear, which makes your fart smell nice.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's something there.
There is an extent, like you know.
Yeah, yeah. IBS farts.
Stop shitting yourself, Owen.
Anyway, I hope that's helped.
Thank you very much for watching the Steven Tries podcast. I've been joined by David Rees.
Thank you.
Thomas Cooney. Max Smith. Joe McGrath. And of course, our special guest, Ryan Locke.
Yeah, thank you.
At Labour. It's been great.
Good laugh.
Provided it's a good edit, it's been great. I hope you stay safe, look after yourselves, and ciao.